FM 89.3. Passengers wishing to travel. It's 7 o'clock and it's time for seating test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Hamare gari agrandan abgas va gud hai.
안녕하십니까, 반갑습니다.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Marika Yamilo, 我的欢迎你.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Hello everyone, long time no see, how have you been?We've been away for quite a while, but I promise you this is worth the wait. We have come back with our brand new recruits, and they have got plenty of stories and experiences to share with you. Here's their same introduction. Let's see who they are and what can they provide for us.
Hello, my name is Liu Yutian, a freshman of CUC and City Temple, major in broadcasting and hosting.I come from Beijing, a district every one of you have been to, Shunyi. Yeah, the place where you have that terrible military training. But believe in me, Shunyi is not that terrible. Let me introduce a little bit of my hometown to flush the terrible memory you have remembered in that military training. Shunyi is a suburb of Beijing, not far from CUC, about 40 minutes drive, an hour of subway,irrespective of the terrible traffic. Downtown Shunyi lays beside a beautiful river called Chaobai River. A huge river runs through Shunyi and divides Shunyi into two parts. The river itself actually had drained about 15 years ago. Thanks to the project, now Chaobai River is filled with clean conditioning water. It is clean enough to provide underground water for Shunyi, even for the Yanjing beer.In the winter on the iced river, people could ice skating and sleigh. Well, for the most of the year, the park on the shore attracts a great deal of people wandering. Aside from the base, which we had our military training, there are mountains called Wu Cai Xian Shan. Totally, there are 6 paths to the top, but unluckily we might have stepped onto the most terrible one.Every year, there will be a mountain climbing festival, people hiking, laughing, eating wild fruits on the way. It is such a wonderful experience. What else are there in Shunyi? Well, I'm proud to say people of Shunyi are fond of eating out. How could I say that? Let me give you an example. Downstairs of my apartment, there are about 30 restaurants. Some are traditional ones, some are themed restaurants,and barbecue, etc. You can find anything you want just to have a little effort. Is there something for entertainment? Well, not far from downtown, there is Olympic Rowing Canoeing Park. In 2008 Beijing Olympics, there were rowing, canoeing, and marathon swimming racing. After the Olympic, the chaos of Olympic gone with it.Especially in the summer, the temperature is lower along the river. We can not only remember the 30-meter-long Olympic Rowing Gallery, but also experience the city drifting, banana boats, and another water games for fun. The park covers an area of 635,000 square meters, about 580,000 square meters of greenland with green rating of more than 82%, which made here become the oxygen bar of nature. Into the Shunyi Olympic Water Park, the vision suddenly become clear. Up to 2,272 tracks were as clear as spring water, glittering with sunshine. Inside of the stadium, surrounded by green trees and blue sky,there will be a lot of fun. Beside the Olympic Park, there is a famous natural hot spring. With tremendous hot spring and a thin spring, you can relax your exhausted body and enjoy a wonderful moment there in winter. That's all about my sharing. Hope you have a new opinion of my hometown and welcome to spend some time there. Thank you.
Per farmi stare
Hey guys, this is Michelle. I'm thrilled to be here talking to you guys. In oncoming shows, I'll make every effort to ensure the quality of the content and try my best to present you with a pleasant show that hopefully can add a distinctive color to your leisure time. Well, first, a bit about myself. In my spare time, I enjoy watching films and, like many girls, going shopping. And in case you might wonder what my major is, well, my major is French, a rather less pragmatic major. And truth to be told, I've never imagined myself studying French in CUC, but now here I am, and how tricky is life. But however, I'm truly grateful having taken the path I'm now on. Well, enough about myself. Being a member of the City Temple, traveling is definitely one of my biggest enthusiasms. For me, even a tiny walk nearby can be counted as a travel. Because the key about traveling for me is taking your mind off of the hustle life. However, Mark Twain believes that simply traveling around is not enough. He said that travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime. Okay, so as he put it, he suggests us to go to places. Well, I've been to some places, and it has always been places of tranquilment that enchanted me the most. And that doesn't even have to be that magnificent, because I still remember myself wandering inside the embellishment of a war-ruined castle in Hamburg, Germany. In that particular moment, I felt a peaceful breeze flitting by, and I reckoned that I will always cherish the experience. Such calmness can also be encountered when I'm dwelling in those favorite spots of mine. I just enjoy it so much. And in the end, I would like to sum up by a quote of Robert Louis Stevenson. He said that we're all travelers in the wilderness of this world, and the best we can find in our travels is an honest friend. Well, guys, I hope I can be the friend on your journey, and hopefully the honest friend that you needed. Exactly. Thank you all for your patience. This is Michelle. I'll see you next time.
Hello, my name is Tang Lihang. Well, my English name is Gary, and I'm from Wenzhou, which locates in Zhejiang province. My major is director, and I want to build up the bridge between China and other foreign countries to absorb their technology and to circulate our own customs, culture, and wisdom as well. As a courageous and upright man, I love shooting games.All the game which is associated with war, such as Dead Space 2, Red Alert, Battlefield, and so on. When compared with modern music, I prefer classical music such as Bandery and Secret Garden. I have a very strange character. Sometimes I'm excited and crazy, but sometimes I'm in silence and even do not respond to the words of others.I love porn, and there's one of my favorite ones. I hope you'll like it. The autumn is the hometown of neither too hot nor too cold. Although the air is fresh, leaves no previous also start withered. But one thing more and more mature, it is rice. Out of the door, scan the first soil is rice. So much rice, large four rice. Rice is perceptible, gradually grown mature. The autumn is the hometown golden. Basically, everything is yellow. The autumn, the hometown of the rice mature into yellow. Home is a seasonal harvest in autumn. Peach on the big peaches and pear on the big pear. Juju within large orange on the rice field.And a metro act can eat a lot of fruits are ripe. The winds were so soft. The water is so fluid. The sky is so blue. The people are so active. The autumn is the hometown and spring. The autumn of hometown than in winter too much warmer than the autumn. The home more too cold in summer. Ah, the hometown of autumn. You? How soft. Okay, so about 17 years ago, I followed my mom, who was also a student of Communication University of China at that time, to Limited. And a parent, Communication University of China's name was still Beijing Broadcasting Institute. As time goes by, gradually I feel the great article atmosphere here, and I like it more and more. As a consequence, I made up my mind that I want to be one of it,Just like my mom. And now, I'm here. The most impressive tourist spot I have traveled to is Huangshan, because of its incredible scenery. Early in the morning, when I walked on the rugged mountain path, I saw a dense fog, circulating around beneath its feet, which seemed as if I was standing on the clouds.Not until I walked 3 hours did I realize I was surrounded by the fog. If you are exhausted, you can choose the special transportation which was made by wood. You can sit on it, and 4 people would lift it to help you transport to the peak. But the road is very, very narrow and rugged, so the chair was staggering. Very unstable.I think it's very dangerous. Then in the evening, the clouds, sky, river's line were all gradually appeared in my eyesight. The majestic peak at that moment was pretty small, which looked like a sight that a magic island floating in the illusory world. Wandering in the mountain path, looking around at the pole to mount days,The steep peaks of Huangshan Mountains are entangled by the mist. Deep in the bottom of the valley, I could not help but admire the beauty of the front. This fairyland-like scenery beyond my description. All in all, the Huangshan is the perfect masterpiece of nature, and I will never forget what I had experienced there.
Buonasera ragazzi, mi chiamo Letizia, molto piacere. Hello everybody, my name is Satan and I major in Italian in CUC, so you can also call me Letizia, which is my Italian name. I come from Guangdong province. In my opinion, Guangdong is an attractive tourism with its lifestyle, its cultural background, and its food.Of course it's food, right? My hometown is Shaoguan, which is in the north of Guangdong province. Maybe it is not that famous, maybe you haven't heard about it before, but we have Danxia Mountain, it is a World Natural Heritage. We also have the Yao minority culture, we have distinctive food. Welcome to my hometown to have fun.It seems like an advertisement, but I promise my hometown will be a good place to pay a visit for, and it won't let you down. Well, for me, traveling is a kind of lifestyle, so if circumstance permits, I will go traveling every vacation. Till now, I've been to Shanghai, Guangzhou, Xiamen, of course Beijing, Yunnan, Hunan, Chongqing, Sichuan, and I enjoy all the places where I've been to before very much. But if asked, I would say that my most unforgettable travel experience was the trip to Shanghai. I was in the grade 1 in senior high school, and I was old enough at that time, I think. So I planned the trip on my own, and I made it a success. I feel very proud of myself because of this. I went traveling with my mom at the Spring Festival, so the people won't be that much. And we went to the Bund, the City God Temple, and other city landmarks like those. Also, we spent the whole afternoon having a relaxing walk on the Duolun Road, lined with the plant trees. During this trip, I finally grasped the extra significance of traveling. Well, this kind of words may be a little bit official, but that's true. That's truly from the bottom of my heart. And I have been falling in love with traveling more since then. As an old Chinese saying goes, it is better to travel 10,000 miles than to read 10,000 books. In City Temple, I hope you can enjoy traveling through our voices like that. That's all. Thank you very much.
Hello everyone. My name is Helen. I'm from Beijing.
I'm really happy to join City Temple to be a part of this show.
Traveling is my favorite. I've been to many places. The most unforgettable trip is the one in my first summer vacation in high school, homestaying in a Japanese family. It was at Takaishi, a small city located in Osaka Prefecture. The city was founded on November 1, 1966. Takaishi established a sister city relationship with Lomita, California in October 1981. It once experienced a severe financial crisis in the late 1990s, and then the mayor attempted to merge the city with Sakai. However, the merger became the major campaign issue in the following mayoral election and was voted down when the incumbent mayor lost in his bid for re-election. The city still remains independent. My homestay mom is a typical Japanese housewife. She gets up early in the morning, does all the laundry, and makes the breakfast for the whole family. What impressed me most is that she will always get hot water ready in the tub before you want to take a bath. Her daughter is 1 year older than me. Within those few days I lived with her, we became close friends. She liked to share some stories about she and her boyfriend. I think I would miss those moments. Well, in a word, I love traveling because traveling can broaden my horizon, make me meet new people and new friends, and I wish I could always get everything ready for a trip.
Hello everyone, I'm very glad to be here to talk with you, my friend. My name is Chen Xuan, you can call me Melissa as my English name. I'm 17 years young, born in Changsha, Hunan. Now, I'm majoring in Italian in the School of International Studies. Generally speaking, I'm a girl who is kind-hearted and hard-working. In my spare time, I like to read novels. Reading not only can enlarge my knowledge, but also can bring me much pleasure. In addition to reading, I also like delicious food. My favorite food is chafing dish. If you also like it, welcome to eat it together with me. But what I love most is still traveling. I went to Suzhou, Shanghai, Nanjing, Qingdao, and so on. But what impressed me most is Lijiang. Lijiang is located in Yunnan province, the southwest of China. The city has a history going back more than 800 years and was once a confluence for trade along the old Tihu Road. In this city, you can meet many friendly people. You can hear many nice music. Walking in the alley, you will forget all the troubles in the life and just feel the happiness in the life. I went there twice. The first time was to follow mom and dad. The second time was to follow my classmates. I had different feelings in the two times. The first time, I saw a quiet Lijiang.And the second time, I saw a live Lijiang. It is worth mentioning that the scenery of it is also beautiful. Because of these natural sceneries and these cultural treasures, there are thousands of people from all over the world come to Lijiang every year. For me, traveling makes people grow up. First, you can learn many things in a trip.The things include history, geography, and the truth of life. Second, you can meet many people who are nice like you. A new friendship will start from the trip. What's more, your horizon will be broadened. We won't always be young, and life won't always be just about us. So, travel and experience the world for all its worth.Don't worry about there isn't enough money for you to travel. It is just an excuse. If you really have a desire to travel, nothing is holding you back. You needn't to go to a place which is far from your home. You can just go to a nearby place and enjoy every tiny beauty. And I think traveling can be divided into two kinds. One is a journey of one person alone.Another is a journey of many people. If you travel alone, you can understand some truths more deeply, and maybe can find more interesting things. And if you travel with your friends, you can increase your understanding to your friends, and you will find your real friends. Don't hesitate, just set out now. If you think the words I said are meaningful, I will feel happy.And welcome to share your feelings of traveling to me. At last, I want to show you with a word. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Time always flies quickly. It's time to say goodbye to you. Hope to meet you next time. Goodbye.
Alla ricerca di qualcosa che poi...Cos'è non lo sappiamo nemmeno noi con un deca non si può andar via non ci va
Hi guys, I am Wang Hanfeng. You can call me Stephanie, and I'm new here. It's so nice to meet you via City Temple.An interesting video program that can share different experiences or minds about travel with each other. Well, today, I want to share a beautiful traveling love story with you. Lauren, 25, and Jack, 31, met at a hostel in Northern Ireland. She's from Florida, he's from Ontario.After I graduated college, I took off to Ireland for a 5-month adventure. Barely 2 weeks in, this guy wandered into the hostel where I was staying in Londonderry, Northern Ireland, and we started talking. We ended up exploring the town together for a few days, and right before he left, I gave him a coat to work on.And he promised he would come back for the answer if he wouldn't figure it out before leaving for Canada. 2 weeks later, he showed up on the hostel doorstep, and later that night confessed that he felt something more. He stayed 2 more days before leaving to continue his travel. He promised to write.And I promised to visit when I got home. We wrote long letters on Facebook every day for 2 weeks. And one morning, he posted a photo of our spot on my wall. along with a bottle of wine, a plate of truffles, and a note that write, "If you're not busy." I ran across Londonderry, and we had this movie moment of running into each other's arms. Turns out, he had put everything on hold. Rented his house, got a leave from work, and he stayed in Ireland for all 5 months. We got engaged and married about a year after we returned to North America. And now we live in Canada, and I'm still the happiest I've ever been. Lauren told. You see, maybe you can find your true love during traveling. So, don't sit around. If you can't go far away, just go out. Observe the surroundings carefully, and you'll find a totally different scenery you have never seen. Maybe you will notice some flowers, maybe one or two cute dogs, maybe a loving cold couple, maybe the right man that's around the corner. Travel not only can make you fall into the pool of love, travel itself is just kind of being in love. Inside of being intimate with another person, you'll become intimate with their place. Those moments of pleasure when the sun hits your face and you look out onto a foreign countryside, or arrive at a new train depot in the bustle of taxis and hawkers. Those are the moments you, or at least I, remember and live for again and again. That's all for today. I'm on the way of a hard trip, and you? This is Stephanie. Thanks to you all.
This is the end of the taste program, but it's the start of the this year's journey. We have confidence that this year will be very different with us. I'm Sheldon. See you next week. This is the end of today's program. Hope you have enjoyed it. We are looking forward to seeing you next week. This is our group. Producer, Lei Xiaodong. Anchors, Xin Bixiao, Xu Yuan. Reporters, Liu Yutian, Tang Lihang, Zhuo Xuan, Chen Xuan, Xie Yihong, Wang Hanfang, Sun Li Wenbo, Mao Qinyu.
一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。